on RSN 927. Winners with Nadia Horn.
Well, it's 7 to 11 on this Monday edition. We're now going to give you a snapshot from what happened at Caulfield on Saturday with the Trial Files' Matt Welsh. Matt, what were some of the key performances?
As I mentioned earlier, I think Positive in race two was just a fantastic run for the Ledger stable. He can be followed, had no luck there. Montoya's Secret out of race five. I look forward to her getting up to 1600 metres and beyond in time this campaign. I think she has got a race in her in the next couple of starts. And then out of the Futurity, keen to follow both Humidor and Snitson. So I think they're the key runners to follow going forward.
And Matt, what about the week that was? Is there any key performances we should be jotting down?
There were a couple of fantastic maiden winners. Firstly, going back to Sale last Tuesday, we worked off a reasonably rain-affected track, but the performance of Harmerton, trained by James Cummings, was just fantastic on debut. He was a huge drifter in the market, a son of Street Cry out of a British mare, and she did an enormous job to come from the tail of the field and win race three. Just for a bit of comparison, there was two 1,200 metre races on the day, and they ran 70.94 in his win, 110.94, and in the subsequent race, they went 112.24. So stacks up very well, that maiden. He ran the best last 1,800 and 600 of the day. So certainly following Harmerton from Sale last Monday. From Wednesday at Kyneton, keen to follow another debutante here from the Luke Oliver stable called Guess Again. He was fantastic in winning race two over 1,100 metres. I suspect he can go straight to a 64 and get that out of the way. And then the final one is from Benalla on Friday, a horse called Samari, trained by Trent Busserton and Natalie Young. There were a stack of good maidens there at Benalla on Friday, but this horse won over a mile, was second up this campaign, a really nice daughter of Sebring. She put good time on the board. I think she can go to town and win at her next start. So that's Samari out of Friday at Benalla, from Wednesday at Kyneton, Guess Again, and Monday last Tuesday at Sale, we had Harmerton.
Matt, tomorrow we head off to Sale. There are eight races for decision. What's your overall thought on the meeting?
Yeah, it's a tricky meeting. There are a number of horses resuming here that are trained at centres we don't get to see trials. A couple of unraced runners we haven't seen trials, but it's a really strong meeting, very competitive. We've got the rail staying in the 3 metre position, which is where we had it last Tuesday when we raced here. Now, they used probably the outside section of the track a little bit more than they did hard up against the rail. So if the weather stays fine, the track is good, I wouldn't expect that inside 6 or 8 metres to be too bad, and I think they'll race much closer to the rail tomorrow. Light winds expected, so that shouldn't have too much impact on the racing, Nadia.
No, exactly. Well, let's have a look at race one. Fillies and Mares Maiden over 11.13. Now, this race sees quite a few first starters. What do you think of the key points in this?
Yep, this is a good Fillies and Mares Maiden. I think they'll go reasonably quickly. You've got Bonnie Yeer and Ashtar will go forward. And then Rubiana Jane has been going quite fast its last couple of runs as well. So I'd expect her to kick up off gate two. The key runners that I'm wanting to look at here are Rubiana Jane. She overdid it last start in a fast run maiden at Mornington. And the leader who shared the lead with her that day dropped out and finished towards the tail of the field. And she was able to stick on and run a close-up third. The winner of that race, Dominant Witness, reeled off the best last 600 and 400 of the day to run by her. So that was a good performance. I think if Jessica Eaton can just get her into a nice rhythm, not get her overdoing it early, the step to 1,100 from 1,000 will be ideal. So she's one of the key runners. The other one that I want to look at is Dental, number 8. She didn't have a huge amount of luck in behind the speed at Yarra Valley. I think she'll get back here, but with a strong tempo up front and the step to 1,100 metres, I think she'll be hitting the line. So for mine, numbers 5, Rubiana Jane, and number 8, Dental, are the key runners out of race one.
We go to the second, 3-year-old maiden over the 14.19, another where we see a couple of debutantes kicking off their career.
Yeah, good race this one. I think there's a couple who'll come out. Casala, trained by Trent Busserton and Natalie Young, has run already this in the last couple of days. So I think it'll come out. And Savvy Ken ran at Benalla on Friday, so I assume that that horse will come out. I've got the Rouseabout marked a $2.75 favourite here. Trialled very well leading into the debut run at Sandown. I thought he was excellent over the final 100 metres. And just that extra 100 metres tomorrow, coupled with gate one, I think Jamie Mott will be able to kick up. hold the leaders back. He's the horse to beat. I think the big improver off its first up run will be Zuforia. This filly showed a lot in her first campaign. She ran in a very good maiden on debut at Geelong back in August and ran quite well. And she just got too far back behind Langoustine at Bendigo first up. Quickly gets to 1,400 metres from 1,100. I expect Bo Mertens to push forward on this filly tomorrow, and I expect improvement. So I've got her marked $4.50. The other one that interests me is Weaponized. Makes it its debut for Chris Waller. Drawn out, gate 14, so I suspect they might go back, but has trialled quite well at Flemington. I marked it a $7 chance. So I think we should get good value about the Roseabout and Zuforia, who I had marked $2.75 and $4.50 respectively.
We go to race number three. Look, this is a maiden over 1,736 metres. I don't mind this race because there's a horse I've got a lot of time for who is first up in Wolftone, who we saw run a great race in the Victoria Derby, and also has got that form line behind some pretty handy three-year-olds through the spring.
Yeah, spot on, Nadia. Trained by Francis Finnegan down at Cranbourne, and he's the key runner, really. Straight to 1,736 metres for him is a very winnable distance. If he's anywhere near right, he is the one they have to hold out late. I marked him at $3.50. A couple of unknowns, obviously, because we haven't seen a jump out. But he's the clear favourite. I think two key runners, number 7, Sir Como, and also number 4, Carmen. They come through a race at Moonee Valley over 1,500 metres where Carmen ran 5th and Sir Como ran 2nd. I actually think Carmen might be able to turn the tables on Sir Como. That was his first outing, and he looked to be struggling coming around the home bend. He was off the bit, knuckled down late, which gives every indication that the step to 1,700 metres will suit. So I think the runners that I'm most interested in, especially Wolftone and Carmen from the Tony McAvoy yard, they're the ones that I'll be interested to see what prices have come up. I've got Wolftone marked $3.50 and Carmen around the $6 mark.
Okay, the fourth event over the 12-13. Look, this is a deep race with the 15-odd runners. Who do you think are the key chances in this?
Yeah, this is a really good race. So I hope Boss Striker, number 13, currently the second emergency. If this horse gets a run, he is going to be extremely hard to beat. He's already been to WA to race, kicked off his career in WA. He had a stint in Hobart, had one start in Hobart, and that was a maiden win over 1,100 metres, and it was just an exceptional win. He got back, he sat 5 deep. David Pies, who rode the horse that day, took off at about the 800 metre mark. He circumnavigated the field, and he was strong to the line. He just has such a powerful action. He's a really talented son of Street Boss now with Anthony Friedman. He's trialled up well at Bow Narrowing, and if he gets a start, I can see him powering over the top of them here. I had him marked favourite. I think the main danger and the other one that I'd be keen to back is Hard Faith, who comes through a race run in good time at Mornington last start behind Thieving Minx. She's had a couple of runs under her belt now after trialling well leading into this campaign. I think she's ready to win third up. Good speed up front will suit her. She'll settle midfield and come home hard late. So two key runners for mine, Boss Striker, number 13, if it gets a run, and also number 7, Hard Faith, trained by John McArdle.
Okay, we then go over to race number 5. This will be the first leg of the quaddie tomorrow. And this is over 2,227 metres, the benchmark 64. Look, we've got the 14 runners. Who do you think are the key chances?
Yeah, the two key runners are number 2, Alpha, and number 3, Shangani Patrol. For mine, Alpha, trained by Mick Kent, debuted at 1,600 metres, which we can often see these Kent runners debut at all sorts of middle distance and staying trips, and he sat 3 deep and was just powered away from them late. He was really good to the line, narrow margin, but he had a fair bit on that field. Every indication suggests that he'll appreciate stepping up in trip, and look, I think it's a big step to go from maiden grade to benchmark 64 grade, but he looks a horse on the up, while a few of these have had a few convictions. So I think Alpha will open favourite, and probably deservedly so. I marked him around a $2.80 chance. A runner that interests me is Shangani Patrol. Last start at Sandown, he dropped out very quickly, and the tongue tie goes on here, so suggests there might have been an issue there at 2,400 metres. His form prior is very good, and if he returned to any that sort of form that he's shown at his previous three starts since joining the Lynn Tolson and Leonie Proctor stable, he'd be very hard to beat. So for mine, they're the two key runners in the first leg of the quaddie, number two, Alpha, and number three, Shangani Patrol.
Okay, we then go over to race number six. This is over 1736, a benchmark 70. How did you read this?
High quality race, this, Nadia. He Excels was a 3.5 length winner at Caulfield three starts ago. That sort of shows the strength of the field. He returned with a good win at the Sapphire Coast and is certainly in the mix. For mine, Mr. Optimistic is the horse to beat. There doesn't look a huge amount of speed, and I think he'll just get a very sweet run in behind that early tempo. He was good last start at this track and distance. Took a little bit of time to wind up and wanted to lay in a little bit at the top of the straight, but his final 200, 22.36 seconds, was excellent. It was very good for the day. He's a horse who continues to improve. He's been good in all four runs this campaign. So I think Mr. Optimistic is the horse to beat. I'm really interested in No Commitment getting from 1,400 metres straight up to 1,700 metres. He should have won at Pakenham last start. That race was won by a promising horse in Red, White and Blue, and he had all sorts of trouble getting clear galloping room in the straight. So I think we should get odds enough to be able to back both No Commitment and Mr. Optimistic here. They're the ones I'm keenest on. I'll certainly be including He Excels in the quaddie. Another interesting runner is Pissarro, who, of course, ran fourth in the VRC Derby. Resumed in the CS Hayes Stakes. I think he'll probably need another run to get up to a winnable distance, and Gate 1 is certainly no spoil for that colt, but he's one of the more interesting runners on the day.
Okay, what about race 7?
Yeah, this race is a tricky race. I think Ripplebrook, had he not had the first up run, I would have marked Ripplebrook a very short price favourite, but he was extremely disappointing at Mowi first up. He was well back, $3.50 into $3.10, and covered a bit of ground, but his action was all over the place coming around the home bend, and you could see he was really struggling. What was notable in his two wins prior to going for a spell is he was able to settle up closer to the speed. They were both over 1,400 metres, and he just powered away from them, particularly in his soft track win at Sale before going for a spell. I think he's the best talent in the race, and given it was first up and he covered ground, I'm happy to forgive that first up run, but I'd want to get $4 plus about Ripplebrook. If I do, I'm happy to have something on him because he does look a talent. Ayers Rock was good behind Freehearted at Sandown. Certainly has to go into the quaddie. He'll get back, but will be hitting the line strongly. Probably settles a slightly bit closer, actually, from 1,200 up to 1,400. Caballero, who resumes, has jumped out quite well at Balnarring. That horse is scratched, so I've just noticed. So we'll skip over him. The other one that's in the mix is Thieving Minx. She's been running well up on speed. She does have the concussion plates going on here, which is a slight concern, but she only needs to repeat her last couple of efforts to be right in the finish, and I'd certainly throw Reserve straight into the quaddie. Was just simply got too far back at Sandown first up. It was pretty tricky to make decent ground that day on the firm two track. I think getting up in trip to 1,400 metres suits, and he's a must for the quaddie. But yeah, look, I'm happy to have something on Ripplebrook if we can get $4 plus, because I do think he's a really good talent, Nadia.
Okay, so that's the likes of Ripplebrook in race 7. Then we go over to the final event, race number 8, over the 11.13, another deep race. Who do you think are the key chances?
It is a deep race. I think we should get a genuine tempo. I think Coral Rose has been leading in its past couple and performing very well. We'll go forward. I expect Kino Town from gate 12 to push forward. Even Turak Bell from gate 15 first up might be out at race handy. And the other one I think will roll forward is probably Fameless. Even though races up on speed over longer distances, I still think from the wide gate they'll push forward with her based on what I saw in her trial. I thought From the Clouds should have won first up. Got held up, albeit in a four-horse field. Still got badly held up at Pakenham. Five-horse field. I think she will enjoy the strong tempo up front. Step to 1,100 metres suits. She rates favourite for mine in a very open race. I wouldn't want to allow number 7, Misty Girl, to go around without something on. Her debut win at Wodonga was simply outstanding. She went to Sandown, ran 1.5 lengths off Handy Horse in Why You Ask there over 1,300. before running last at Flemington and being immediately spelled. So she's a really good talent. I haven't been able to find a jump out for her at Cranbourne, but I'd certainly want to have her on side. She could blow these away. But yeah, I at this stage have From the Clouds on top and definitely include Misty Girl.
Okay, what do you think of the key bets at this point?
Look, we don't have any markets up, so it's a little bit tricky to sort of hone in on the key bets. I do think if we get odds enough, we can back Ruby, Anna, Jane and Dental in the first. They're probably two. They stand out for mine. I think the Roseabout is certainly going to be hard to beat in race two, but I want to have Zooforia on side. And I think we probably back both Alpha and Shangani Patrol in race five when markets come up. But I'll take a look at the tab markets when they do open, Nadia, and put something up on Twitter along with the podcast of the show.
Oh, wonderful. Sounds great, Matt. And we'll do it all again next week. Have a good week and let's find plenty of winners.
You too. Thanks, Nadia.
There is Matt Welsh from the Trial Files with a review of Caulfield and also a look ahead to tomorrow's meeting from Sale. This is Winners on RSN 927. It's 8 past 11.